And turn back to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, where I'll reread this passage, and then we'll go over what Kaufman and the Contending for the Faith commentator wrote to counteract the false teaching of Calvinism. But anyway, Luke wrote in Acts 13:48, "Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord." And then here in our English translations, at least, it says, "And as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed," whereas when you look straight at the Greek, how Luke wrote it, it said, "as many as believed had been appointed to eternal life," which would be an absolute correct statement. Those who had believed, and it's being an obedient belief, those who became Christians by Acts 2, what Peter commanded them to do, repent and be baptized. And so that's obviously what these Gentiles were doing. And though they were being appointed to eternal life, they were being added to God's kingdom, they were such as were being saved. This is very consistent with the same terminology that Luke had previously used. Okay, but Kaufman wrote here, "Before the world was created, God established that people who would hear his word and submit their will to his would receive eternal life, and that those who would not do this could not receive eternal life." So this is the correct statement of that corrects this one statement. Kaufman really corrected the false teaching of Calvinism by using the same sentence structure, but stating it correctly, that it is not that God predetermined who is lost and who is saved, but instead he predetermined that everyone who would hear his word and submit their will to his would receive eternal life, and those that refused to hear God's word and submit to his will could not receive eternal life. Now, that was what was predetermined before the creation of the earth. It was basically the plan of salvation. Those that refused to be obedient, they would be lost, and those that were obedient, and then, of course, continue to repent from sins that were committed. You know, not anything about a once saved, always saved, as Carol brought out. That's another false doctrine that is like two sides to the same coin of this, but a branch of some sort off of Calvinism. But I think the once saved, always saved denominations, I think probably stole that or borrowed that from Calvinism, that part. But there is nothing in this place that suggests any irreversible decree regarding specific individuals. The appointed does not refer to individuals at all, but to classes of people, the group of the obedient and the group of the disobedient. Furthermore, every individual ever born has the right to make the decision regarding which class of people will be his own. So it's every individual's choice to be righteous and become a Christian, or to be disobedient and not to become a Christian. So everyone has that choice, and God has not predetermined anything in there, and where you can't go back and forth between either saved or lost, and can't do anything to change your condition or your position grouping, as is mentioned here. Here is an amazing concept. God had a plan in his mind for the salvation of mankind even before the world was created. God appointed or determined that those who would listen to and obey his word by submitting their will to his would receive eternal life. Here, Paul tells us that the Gentiles who had receptive minds and submissive spirits believed. There is no evidence in this verse or any other verse to indicate the doctrine of predestination or election as supported by Calvin and embraced by many in the denominational world. This false doctrine of predestination holds that certain individuals are preordained or preselected for salvation, while others are irreversibly predetermined to be lost eternally. If this doctrine were true, it would not be necessary to preach the gospel, because those who were predetermined to be saved would be saved, while those appointed to be lost would be lost, and neither group could change their eternal destiny. The clear conclusion to this false doctrine is that those who are lost would be lost due to no fault of their own, but because God did not ordain or appoint them to salvation. It would be God's will that they be lost. There is no specificity in God's plan in respect to individuals. God is not a respecter of persons. It is God's ordained plan to save all those who believe and obey His word. So that is the predetermined plan that God had, not it, which individuals were going to be saved and lost, but it was that all would be saved who believed and obeyed His word, and were obedient to Him. Then we'll finish up with three passages that Kaufman came up with that clearly state that the obedient will obtain salvation. And the first is Matthew 7, verse 21. And Jesus said here, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." So only those that do the will of the Father will enter the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said. And so it's only the obedient will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's not that God had predetermined who was going to enter it and who would never be able to enter it, no matter what they did. Then the second verse is Titus 2:11. And Paul wrote, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." So salvation has appeared to all men. Every human has the capability and the ability to obtain salvation, and that's, of course, through obedient belief and being obedient to the gospel. Then the third verse that he gave was Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9, which the Hebrew writer wrote, "Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered." Of course, talking about Jesus. "And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." So Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to everyone who obeys. The only contingent factor on the salvation is the individual's obedience or disobedience. And that is the determining factor for being added to God's kingdom, obtaining eternal salvation. So it is the plan that God made that all of the obedient will be saved and that the disobedient will be eternally lost. That is the predetermined plan that God had, not the predetermination of choosing individuals. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we will start with verse 49 next week.